Chapter 4. Friends, Old and New. When Maud Lauder received the letter from her old friend Susan, she was surprised and pleased. It had been so many years since they had been at school together. She wrote a warm and friendly letter back, inviting Mrs. Stringham to London. Soon after the two American ladies arrived, Mrs. Lauder and Kate visited them at their hotel. Mrs. Lauder was delighted to meet her old friend again, and as Mrs. Stringham had hoped, Mrs. Lauder was extremely impressed by Millie. She arranged a dinner party at her house to introduce Millie and Mrs. Stringham into London society. She invited 20 of her richest and most important friends, including Lord Mark. Millie sat at one end of the dinner table, next to Lord Mark, while Mrs. Stringham sat beside Kate at the other end. Millie looked around the table at the faces, hands, and jewels of the ladies, and listened to the different conversations of the guests. This was her first dinner party in England, and everything was very interesting for her. But the person who Millie admired most was Kate Croy. She was looking very beautiful in an elegant evening dress. "I'd like to find out more about Kate," thought Millie. "I'd love to become friends with her." She turned to Lord Mark and asked him about Kate, but he did not give her any information. He only said, "Maud is an extraordinary woman, and her niece is extremely beautiful." Millie was trying to guess Lord Mark's age, but she could not.
"Is he a young man who looks old, or an old man who looks young?" she thought.
Lord Mark was bald, but his eyes were clear and bright, like those of a boy. He wore a pair of glasses and had a neat moustache that he kept touching. He was clever, charming, and polite, but he sometimes said unkind things about people.
"Mrs. Lauder is a wonderful person," said Millie. "She's been very kind to Susan and me, inviting us to dinner with her friends."
"All her guests are rich and important people," said Lord Mark, looking round the table. "Mrs. Lauder wants to impress them with her interesting American friends. That's why she invited you."
"But I'm not interesting," said Millie. "I think that Mrs. Lauder just likes us."
"I'm sure that she has plans for you while you're in London," said Lord Mark. "Has your friend Mrs. Stringham told her all about you?"
"What do you mean?" asked Millie. "Told her what?"
"Everything," said Lord Mark. Then he added, "You're going to be a big success here. Everyone will want to meet you."
Lord Mark did not tell Millie that he had been to New York 3 times and had lots of friends there. He already knew that Millie was an extremely rich young orphan.
"Kate welcomed us very warmly too," said Millie. "She has a beautiful character."
"Really?" said Lord Mark with interest. "A beautiful character? Please, tell me more."
Millie was puzzled.
"But you've known Kate for much longer than I have."
"Yes, but I don't understand her," replied Lord Mark, "although I would like to."
Mrs. Lauder also encouraged Kate to spend time with Millie, and during the next few weeks, the two girls did a lot of things together. They went walking or shopping and visited museums, parks, and famous places in London. They had many interesting conversations. Kate told Millie about her family, her problems with her father, and her life with her aunt. But she did not mention that she was in love with a young man called Merton Densher. Millie told Kate about her past and the sad deaths of her parents and family. She said that she was very happy about coming to London with Susan Stringham. But Kate was not very interested in Mrs. Stringham. She thought she was boring. Mrs. Stringham and Mrs. Lauder often spent time together too. One day, as they were riding in the park in their carriage, Mrs. Lauder mentioned that she knew a young journalist who had gone to America not long ago.
"That's very interesting," said Mrs. Stringham. "Millie met a young English journalist in New York. She said his name was Merton Densher."
"What an extraordinary coincidence," said Mrs. Lauder. "Kate and I know Merton Densher. It's a very small world."
That evening, Mrs. Stringham told Millie about her conversation with Mrs. Lauder.
"Has Kate ever mentioned Merton Densher to you?" she asked.
"Never," said Millie in surprise. "Why?"
"That's strange," said Mrs. Stringham. "Maud told me that Kate knows him. But anyway, she thinks it's better if you don't mention him to Kate."
"Why not?"
Millie felt a little confused.
"Is there a relationship between Densher and Kate?"
"I don't think so," replied Mrs. Stringham. "Maud wants Kate to marry Lord Mark."
"Don't worry, I won't say anything to Kate about Densher," said Millie.
But privately, she was puzzled.
"Why hasn't Kate told me about Merton Densher?" she thought.
Millie wanted very much to meet Kate's sister, Marion. So one afternoon, Kate took her to Marion's house. Millie was extremely surprised because Marion's situation was very different from Kate's. Kate was living a very pleasant life with her aunt. She was going out to interesting places, wearing expensive clothes, and meeting rich and fashionable people. But Marion was a widow, with no position in society, living in a small house with four children. When Kate went upstairs with one of Marion's children, Marion suddenly started talking to Millie about Merton Densher.
"Densher is an awful young man," she said, "and he's in love with Kate. You're her friend, and you should know. She needs to meet someone more suitable."
Later, Millie told Mrs. Stringham about her conversation with Marion.
"Why does Marion think that Densher is an awful young man?" asked Mrs. Stringham.
"Because he doesn't have any money," replied Millie.
She looked sad.
"Everyone we've met here seems to think only about money."
"Densher isn't rich," said Mrs. Stringham. "But Maud told me that he's very clever. She likes him, but she doesn't think that he's suitable for Kate. Densher will be very surprised when he returns to England and finds out that you and Kate are friends."
"Maybe I won't be here when he arrives," replied Millie. "It's too hot to be in London in August. We could leave and go back to Switzerland or Italy."
Lord Mark visited the American ladies two or three times at their hotel. One day, he invited them to Matcham House together with Mrs. Lauder and Kate. Matcham House was a big historic house in the country. It had many large rooms full of interesting old pictures, furniture, and carpets. After Lord Mark and the ladies had walked around the house, they went out into the gardens for tea.
"I'm delighted that you and my niece have become friends," Mrs. Lauder told Milly. "And it's all because of my dear friend Susan. I was so pleased to find her again. I hope that you and Kate will always be friends too."
Just then, Lord Mark came and joined them. "Please come with me," he said to Milly. "I want to show you something." Lord Mark took Milly back into the house. As they walked through the rooms, they met several people who knew Lord Mark. When they saw him with Milly, they stared at her with great interest.
"Why are all these people staring at me?" thought Milly. She felt embarrassed.
Lord Mark led Milly to a room with a painting of a young lady. It was by Bronzino, a 16th century Italian artist. The lady looked like an important person in society. She was wearing a lovely red dress, which looked very expensive. She was beautiful, but there was also something very sad about her. Her face was pale and serious.
"You look exactly like the lady in this painting," said Lord Mark. "Even her hands are the same as yours."
"My hands are larger than hers," said Milly. She could not stop staring at the painting. "She was rich and beautiful, but I think she had a sad life. And now she's dead."
Suddenly, Milly felt terribly upset, and she started to cry. She turned again to Lord Mark.
"Everything this afternoon has been so beautiful. Perhaps it will never be as beautiful again."
"It's a splendid painting," said Lord Mark. "But I think you're a much better person than that lady was."
Just then, Kate entered the room with a lady and gentleman.
"I've brought Lord and Lady Aldershaw to see the Bronzino painting," she said to Lord Mark. "Have you noticed? The lady looks just like Milly."
Lady Aldershaw was quite old, but she liked to think that she was still a young girl. She was wearing a pale pink and blue dress and lots of bright jewels. She looked quickly at the painting. Then she turned and stared at Milly.
"Yes, it's wonderful," she said. But she seemed much more interested in Milly.
"So this was the famous young American girl."
"I would like to invite you," she began.
But before Milly could reply, Lord Mark saved her.
"I'm sorry, but Miss Teal is extremely busy these days."
He led Lady Aldershaw out of the room, and her husband followed.
"I hope that Lady Aldershaw didn't think I was rude," thought Milly.
She turned to Kate.
"Can I ask you a favour, please, Kate?" she said. "But it must be a secret between us."
"Of course," said Kate. "I love secrets. Let's do something bad. You're much too good, Milly."
Milly looked at her friend for a moment.
"Perhaps this isn't bad enough for you," she said. "I only want to deceive Susan."
"Oh," said Kate, feeling a little disappointed.
"I've got an appointment with Sir Luke Strett tomorrow morning," replied Milly.
but I feel nervous about going alone. Please, can you come with me? I don't want Susan to find out, because she'll be worried. So please, don't say anything to her.
I'd be very happy to come with you, said Kate. And don't worry, I won't tell anyone.
But who's Sir Luke Strett? Millie was very surprised that Kate had not heard of Sir Luke.
He's one of the most famous doctors in the world, she said.
Really? Said Kate.
But what's wrong with you, Millie? Are you ill?
That's what I want to find out, replied Millie.
Perhaps there's nothing wrong with me, but I'd like to talk to Sir Luke.